Benji. Benji, do you copy?
Benji.
Oh, shit. Where is Ethan?
I can't talk right now.
The package is on the plane.
Yeah, I know.
We're currently formulating a plan B, although technically it's a plan C.
This isn't going very well.
I am aware of that, Brand. You're not helping.
Where is Ethan?
I don't know. We're on radio silence.
That plane
cannot take off with the package on it. You understand?
We're working on it.
Luther? What the hell are you doing there?
You're supposed to be on assignment in Malaysia.
I am in Malaysia. I've been here 2 days. Benji needed my help.
I didn't need help. I needed assistance.
It's a different thing.
The package is still on the plane.
We understand the package is on the plane. We're trying to cripple it remotely.
You can do that.
We can if the pilot left the satellite uplink switched on.
Which he has.
And how do you access the uplink?
It involves hacking a Russian satellite.
I can't authorize that.
Which is why I didn't ask permission.
We are under investigation for misconduct.
The package is on board. What do you want me to do?
Luther.
I'm reading a heat balloon, Benji. The engines are starting.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
But I can't do anything until I'm connected to the satellite.
Benji, you're connected.
Okay, great.
The package is still on that plane.
Check down the fuel pump.
Our mechanicals are locked out.
What about the electrical system?
Oh, that might work. No.
Hydraulics.
Okay, stand by.
No, they're encrypted.
Benji, the plane.
Yes, the package is on the plane. We get it.
Can you open the door? Ethan?
Where are you?
I'm by the plane. Benji, can you open the door?
Can I open the door? Maybe.
Open the door when I tell you!
Hey!
We're about to close.
That won't be long.
You looking for anything in particular?
Something rare.
Let me guess. Classical.
Jazz.
Sax.
Coltrane.
Piano.
Monk.
Shadow Wilson on bass.
Shadow Wilson played drums.
Know why they call him Shadow?
Because he had a light touch.
You're in luck. I have a first pressing. It really is you. I've heard stories. They can't all be true.
You recovered in Belarus were confirmed to be VX nerve gas, capable of devastating a major city. The bodies of the air crew were found less than 24 hours after they landed in Damascus. They were identified as low-level Chechen separatists, with neither the access nor the ability to acquire the weapons they were transporting. This would support your suspicion that a shadow organization is committed to inciting revolution by enabling acts of terror in nations friendly to Western interests. IMF suspects this to be the same shadow organization you have been tracking for the last year, also known as the Syndicate. IMF would be right. Normally, you and your team would be tasked with infiltrating and disrupting this terrorist network, but we have taken steps to ensure that this will not happen. Because we are the Syndicate, Mr. Hunt, and now we know who you are. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to face your fate. Pursue us, you will be caught. Resist us, you will be killed. And your precious secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions. Good luck, Mr. Hunt. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
IMF's misadventures date back to my earliest days at the CIA when the IMF broke into the CIA to steal a list of covert operatives. And now, more recently, a Russian warhead...
Disarmed Russian warhead.
A Russian nuclear warhead...
Rendered safe by the IMF.
Clipped the Trans-America Pyramid before plunging into the San Francisco Bay.
Saving the Western Hemisphere.
This made possible by IMF agents who did willingly provide the launch codes to a known terrorist. Do I have that right, Agent Brandt?
I can neither confirm nor deny details of any such operation without the Secretary's approval.
This was the same week that the IMF infiltrated the Kremlin. Here is the Kremlin before. And the Kremlin after.
I can neither confirm nor deny details of any operation
without the Secretary's approval. Yes, we know. In fact, until this panel appoints a new Secretary, you really can't say much of anything, can you, Agent Brandt?
Well, I didn't write the rules, Mr. Henley.
Mr. Chairman, the so-called Impossible Mission Force is not just a rogue organization. It is an outdated one, a throwback to an era without transparency and without oversight.
Mr. Chairman.
The time has come to dissolve the IMF.
Mr. Chairman.
And transfer their salvageable assets to the CIA.
Mr. Chairman, the IMF has operated without oversight for 40 years.
Chairman.
Now, are its methods unorthodox?
Mr. Yes. Chairman.
Are its results less than perfect? Absolutely. But without the IMF...
There will be order and stability.
Without the IMF...
This panel recognizes the IMF's contribution to global security. But the events laid out by CIA Director Hunley also show a pattern of wanton brinksmanship and a total disregard for protocol. From where I sit, your unorthodox methods are indistinguishable from chance, and your results, perfect or not, look suspiciously like luck. I'm afraid today is the day when the IMF's luck runs out.
Vad gör du här? Jag sa, vad gör du här?
What does he see in you, I wonder? Who is he?
Måste se vad killen är gjord av.
Why don't you take off the cuffs, and I'll show you. Winter.
You know who I am?
Yannick Winter. They call you the Bone Doctor. The funny thing is, you were officially declared dead 3 years ago. Nice shoes, by the way. That is... yours.
Det är vårt uppdrag att bryta ner honom, inte döda honom.
Vissa killar knäcker man långsammare än andra. This one's a fighter. He'll die before you turn him.
Are you worried he's going to take your place?
It's ugly.
Yeah, he's right. You should go. Nu ska vi se, min vän, hur tufft du är.
Du, Yannick.
Oh!
We've never met before, right?
Follow me.
Give me the gun.
What are you doing?
I can't leave.
No, you can't stay. We just killed those men.
We didn't kill them. You did. I tried to stop you. You got away.
Who are you?
You're behind. Good luck.
No, wait. Wait!
SATCOM 7.
Western Europe unsecured.
Designator?
Bravo, Echo, 1-1.
Connecting. This is Brent.
Go secure.
Go.
London terminal is compromised. Repeat, London is compromised.
Agent place is down. Request immediate extraction.
What happened?
Who beached London?
Do you have anything to go on?
A face. Wanted something. That information. He could have killed me. But he didn't.
Okay, what do you think it means?
The syndicate is real. They know who we are, how we operate. I think I know why they've been so hard to find. Just focus operations on gathering any available intel regarding former covert operatives. It doesn't matter what country or agency. Just as long as they're dead or presumed dead. Start with Yannick Vinter.
He's also known as the Bone Doctor.
I can't do that.
What? What are you talking about?
The committee has shut us down. Operations have been handed over to the CIA.
There is no more IMF. I've been ordered to bring everyone in. Ethan.
I understand.
Ethan.
I understand, Brent. We didn't have this conversation. I've disappeared in London. You don't know where I am.
If I'm dead or alive.
This man you saw, can you find him?
I won't stop until I do.
This may very well be our last mission, Ethan. Make it count.
Brent.
Since we're going to be working together, I want you to choose your next words very carefully. Where is Hunt?
I don't know.
Don't lie to me, Brent.
I have no way of contacting him. He's deep cover. Last I heard, he's tracking the syndicate.
Let's cut the bull. You know who we are. You know what we're capable of. How come the CIA has never discovered any actionable intel regarding this syndicate?
What are you implying?
Not implying. Stating. Leveling an accusation, actually. Hunt is both arsonist and fireman at the same time. I believe that the syndicate is a figment of his imagination created to justify the IMF's existence. I'm going to find him, Brandt, and when I do, he will be called upon to answer for every wanton act of mayhem he is responsible for. Welcome to the CIA.
You'll never find him.
Set your watch, Brandt. Ethan Hunt is living his last day as a free man.
All right, everybody, heads up. This is it.
Alpha Team Prep, standing by.
Execute.
Langley Brimstone, go. I say again, we are go.
Thank you.
rate, there's nobody here.
Langley Brimstone, face the north wall.
Is it that time already?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a series of control questions.
I know, and I'm going to answer truthfully, and then you're going to ask me to lie intentionally.
State your name.
The King of Norway. See, that's a lie. I'm actually third in line to the throne. My brother was...
Has Ethan Hunt contacted you?
Why would he contact me?
Hunt has resurfaced this time in Cuba. He left these behind. Tell me what you make of them.
I don't know. He's taken up scrapbooking.
Look at the photographs, Dan. All of them are either missing or dead, everyone. All of them were government agents. Russian, French, British, Israeli, you name it. These are highly classified files, and yet Hunt had no trouble collecting them, and he always seemed to be a step ahead of us. I wonder how.
Are you suggesting I'm helping him?
A thought had crossed my mind.
6 months I have been here, sifting through mountains of metadata and exabytes of encoded excrement. I have decrypted, processed, passed more data than anyone in my section, and yet every week you haul me in here and you ask me the same question, just in a different way.
And today you haven't answered it.
You seem to think I have some kind of obligation to him. Okay, nothing could be further from the truth. Ethan Hunt is still out there in the field. And I am stuck here answering for it. We are not friends. I owe him nothing.
That'll be all done.
Welcome to Vienna, Benji. Miss me?
Ethan, where are you? Where the hell have you been? No, you know what? Please, don't tell me that, because it's just another thing I will have to lie about in my weekly polygraph.
Everything's going to be fine. Just keep walking. But make sure you're not being followed.
Oh, I didn't win those opera tickets, did I?
No, I'm afraid not.
So what do we mean?
We don't. For your sake, we shouldn't be seen together. You have mail.
Who is he?
That's what we're here to find out. What I do know is he's our only possible link to the syndicate, and I have reason to believe he's going to be here tonight. But I can't find him alone. Are you in? Are you in?
Yes, of course. So what's the play?
Simple. You find him. We tag him. I follow him wherever he goes.
And after that?
After that, you're on a plane. Back at work Monday morning, no one is the wiser.
Wait, that's it?
You're in enough danger as it is.
I didn't want to involve you this much, but I had no choice.
Well, if you're going to bring me all this way, you could at least give me something a bit more, you know, dramatic.
Benji, we're trying to keep a low profile. You want drama? Go to the opera.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yes, I am. Am I correct in assuming that is the Chancellor of Austria?
Yes, you are.
Did you know he was going to be here?
No.
Right. Well, we have a European head of state here at the same time as we are looking for a nefarious terrorist. And I am sure the two things are completely unrelated.
Benji?
Meanwhile, I will try and overlook the fact that you're an international fugitive wanted by the CIA.
Benji?
And that this little unsanctioned operation is tantamount to treason.
Benji?
Because as you stated earlier, I will be back at my desk on Monday morning playing video games, and no one will be any the wiser.
The show's about to start, Benji.
Right.
Just take your position. Tell me what you see.
Okay.
Nice tux, by the way.
Nicht bereit, Preset Akt 1.
Preset Akt 1. Die letzten Vorbereitungen sind abgeschlossen und alle auf Standby bitte.
Join the IMF. See the world on a monitor in a closet.
Nothing yet. Stand by.
I know you're here. Where are you?
Ethan, I might have something for you. Can't confirm.
Where?
Backstage, I'll direct you.
take the door on your left. He should be right in front of you.
Did you see that?
See what?
A woman.
What woman? Where are you? I can't see you.
Thank you.
in the lighting booth. Ethan, do you copy?
It doesn't make her a bad person.
I am going to have to search you.
You have to let me go.
Oh, not the chance.
I assumed you were deep cover back in London, but isn't this taking the role a little far?
Hang on a minute. You know her.
No, we haven't been formally introduced, but I'm pretty sure she's British intelligence.
Ilsa First. You're Ethan Hunt. And that shade is very hard to find.
What were you doing at the Opera tonight?
Well, aside from killing the Chancellor.
Saving your life in London put me in a tight spot with some very dangerous people. I was sent to kill the Chancellor to regain their trust.
Ah, so you admit that you killed him?
I went through the motions. That's not the same thing.
You thought you put him in the hospital? Take him out of harm's way.
Same thing you tried to do.
You're not going to believe that, are you? What about the rest of her team?
You mean those other two idiots? I can only assume they're redundancies.
In case you didn't follow through, one man to kill the Chancellor, the other one to kill you. A test.
Second one I failed, thanks to you.
And the car bomb with insurance.
We have a tail.
Who is he?
We're after the same thing, and I can help you. If you want to bring down the syndicate, you have to let me out.
They're closing.
This has to look like an escape, so you just throw me out anywhere.
Tell me who he is.
Oh! Oh! Change of plan! Throw her out!
You have everything you need to find me.
Less than 24 hours after we interviewed Benji Dunn about Ethan Hunt, he was on a plane to Vienna with tickets to the opera, and within 6 hours of his arrival, the Chancellor was dead. Now, that might be circumstance to some public defender, but to the CIA, that is actionable intelligence.
Consider for the moment the possibility that Ethan's investigation led him to the opera, and that he's the one with the actionable intelligence.
In any case, finding Hunt is no longer a pet project. The Special Activities Division will now have full discretion.
You mean shoot to kill?
Whether Hunt lives or dies is entirely up to him.
Passport, cash, move map. There's a change of clothes in that bag right there. Everything you need to make it to D.C. undetected. Once you're there, you'll have to inform on me.
What?
Tell the truth. You came to Vienna believing you won 2 tickets to the opera. And I attempted to recruit you into assassinating the Chancellor.
You refused. The truth.
Your life depends on them believing you, Benji. It'll go easier if you tell them what they want to hear.
Ethan, at least tell me what this is all about.
Recognize anyone?
Him.
It's former KSA, German intelligence. Missing, presumed dead.
He was at the opera tonight.
This one too. Former Mossad.
Let me guess, presumed dead.
Tonight I made it official. I was looking for him in the Bosphorus. The same day a car accident killed the visiting president of Malawi. He slipped away again in Jakarta. Hours before a passenger plane vanished over the Pacific with 236 passengers. I just missed him in the Philippines. Right before a fire at a petrochemical plant gassed a village of 2,000 people.
You're saying these accidents are somehow connected?
That missing plane was carrying the secretary of the World Bank. That fire bankrupted a global arms corporation. That wreck triggered a civil war. These are no accidents. They're linked in a chain to the work of a single organization, the Syndicate.
a rogue nation, trying to do what we do, imbued with a new sense of purpose, destroy the system that created them, regardless of who's in the way.
An anti-IMF.
And since Huntley shut us down, they have been escalating unchecked. Killing the Chancellor tonight was a statement. The start of a new phase.
Or they could just be a series of random disasters.
He was there. Every time. Just like he was there tonight, I'm sure of it. I don't know who he is, where he's from, how he's funded. But I know he's the key.
Ethan, this is what I signed up for. Let me help you find it.
That's why I brought you here, in the first place. And look what happened. I can't protect you. That's why I need you to leave.
That's not your decision to make, Ethan! I am a field agent. I know the risks. More than that, I am your friend. No matter what I tell the polygraph every week. Now, you called me because you needed my help. And you still do. So I am staying. And that is all we are going to say about that.
Okay. Good. Where do we start? Ilsa.
Right. And how do we find her?
She said we have everything we need.
We had an agreement. You send me to do a job, I do it. But my way, not yours.
Where did I deviate?
You put two more gunmen at the opera tonight. One of them tried to kill me.
You missed.
I missed because Ethan Hunt was there looking for you.
Ethan Hunt's in Vienna because you allowed him to escape in London.
Winter would have killed him in London, and that's not what you asked for.
Twice now you've let him slip away. Curious.
Are you questioning my loyalty or my ability?
Can't decide.
I've told you before. Trust me or kill me. But if you're going to kill me, be a man. Do it yourself.
Did he say anything?
He knows about Morocco.
What does he know about Morocco?
He knows about the power plant. He doesn't know what's in it.
Find him, please.
He'll find me. I've seen to that.
Oh, that's interesting.
What is it?
It's a skiff. Secure computer facility, offline, ultra-contained. It's impossible to hack into from the outside. It's essentially a digital safety deposit box. Very strange thing for a young lady to be carrying in her sundries.
Where's it located?
Morocco.
Morocco?
Now, what brings you gentlemen to Casablanca?
Activities Division. We need to find Ethan before they do. And that's where you come in.
Not interested.
Hey, look, Luther.
Look, man, I know Ethan. I don't know you. All I know about you is that you chose to work for Hunley.
Yeah, all I know about you is you chose to resign.
Man, you don't have to worry about Ethan. They'll never catch him.
No, they're not going to catch him. No. This is the CIA. This is Hunley. We're talking about things are out of control. No, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill Ethan. They're going to kill Benji. We have to get to them first. Are you going to help me?
You need to understand something. Ethan is my friend. And if I have one second of doubt whose side you're on,
I believe you.
All right.
All right.
What do I have to go on?
Not much. And not a lot of time.
His name is Solomon Lane. He created the syndicate.
Where did he come from?
He's former British intelligence.
Well, if British intelligence knows the syndicate exists, why don't they just tell the CIA?
Because they don't want anyone knowing the syndicate was created by one of their own.
I was sent undercover to earn Lane's trust and eventually identify the members of his organization. And for the first time in 2 years, I'm close to knowing who they are. Lane had a ledger. It contained the identities of his operatives, his terrorist associates, the entire inner workings of the syndicate. One of his agents stole it, hoping to blackmail him, and kept it in a secure computer facility for safekeeping. He died being interrogated for the access code, leaving Lane with a serious problem.
So the key to crushing Lane is sitting in a computer just waiting for someone to take it.
So why hasn't Lane just sent someone to steal it?
Oh, he has. He sent me. And I can tell you, it's impossible.
The facility is hidden beneath a local power plant under military guard, and the only way to download the ledger is through the central computer terminal located there. To reach the terminal, you'll need to pass the main gate, access the elevator with fingerprint recognition, and open 3 separate combination locks.
Well, that's easy. We just impersonate the agent who stole the ledger in the first place, and I get to wear a mask.
Unfortunately, even if you could make it through every other security measure, you won't beat the last one. That's because it's protected by gait analysis, the step beyond facial recognition. These cameras actually know how the agent walks, how he talks, how he moves, right down to his facial tics.
So what you're saying is no mask can beat it. We're busted before we even get into the vault, and I wind up in a Moroccan jail playing Mummies and Daddies with Omar the Strangler.
Okay, I don't get to wear a mask.
And there's no other way into the computer lab?
No other way in.
Air shaft?
6-inch diameter pipe.
Foundation?
12 feet of concrete, top and bottom.
Electrical conduit.
Bottom line is, there's no way into that terminal unless your profile is pre-installed in the security system.
Profile? Where's the profile stored?
All security data is stored offline in the liquid-cooled array. Here, inside the Taurus.
Liquid-cooled? You mean that thing is underwater?
Yes.
Okay. So to get the ledger, one of us needs to enter the Taurus and change its security profile so that the other one can access the computer without being caught. That's the only way.
That's the only way.
Can I get in through there? What's that?
That's the service hatch. It can only be opened from the inside. If you try and open it from the outside, you'll be hit with 70,000 gallons of pressurized water.
Where does the water come from?
The salinized seawater flows through the intake in the power plant. And before you ask, the system is designed to shut down automatically if any metal enters the intake.
No oxygen tanks.
All right, well, how long will it take to free swim from the intake to the service hatch?
2 minutes, with the current at full power.
What, then you just have to hold your breath for 2 minutes?
What about installing the security profile?
Well, that's going to be like a minute tops.
So I have to hold my breath for 3 minutes.
You can do that.
Well, the thing you're overlooking is the physical exertion. The more you exert yourself, the faster you consume oxygen.
Don't worry about him, all right? All he has to do is install the fake profile before I get to the gate analysis. You said it yourself, it's the only way. That doesn't sound impossible.
Satellite overwatch covering all 7 continents. DNA profiling, facial recognition, drone surveillance, drone strikes.
So how are we supposed to find Ethan and Benji before they do?
I'm not even looking for them. I'm looking for her.
What do you mean?
These sketches. What do you see?
Ethan's not exactly sure who this guy is. But this woman, he knows her.
He trusts her. I'm betting that if he's not already with her, he's on his way. Find her, find Ethan.
Tell me it's possible to pull facial recognition off a sketch.
For mere mortals, no. For me, I could have done this at home.
All right. How long is it going to take?
Found her. CCTV picked her up at the airport in Casablanca.
What the hell?
She's bad news.
What?
Still am I coming?
Benji, we're in.
Ebola?
You'll have 3 minutes. 2.5 minutes to switch the security profile. 30 seconds to escape through the service hatch.
Remember, conserve oxygen. Don't move a muscle if you don't have to.
Hello?
I'm in the elevator.
That current will carry you to the Taurus. Once you're there, I'll shut it down.
Important note, the profile is in slot 108. And a slightly more important note, if you haven't switched that profile before I reach the gate analysis, I'm dead.
Thank you, Benji.
Cooling system's rebooting by itself. System's normal. Cooling system's at full power.
No, 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 no.
Thank you.
Difficult? Absolutely, but certainly not impossible. Is he all right? What happened?
Sound ungrateful, okay? I appreciate everything you do for me, but one of these days you're gonna take it too far. We got it. We're gonna nail it.
Wait.
I thought you said you could find him.
I said I could locate him. You have to find him.
Right.
Where's Hunt?
He's dead.
Oh, that really hurts. Can you walk?
Yes, I can.
We have to get to her before Lane does.
Okay to drive?
A minute ago you were dead.
What are you talking about?
This is not gonna end well.
Look at this guy.
We good?
Things got a little out of hand.
Ah! Look out!
Sorry. We're good?
Oh, hey, boys. What did I miss? Ooh, that looks sharp. Careful, careful.
So what do we do now?
Please tell me you made a copy of that desk.
Of course I made a copy.
So where are we going?
It's a ledger. The syndicate's entire infrastructure. Who they are, the politicians they control, and where the money comes from. It's everything you want to know.
What makes you think this so-called ledger is authentic?
Why would Lane want it so badly if it wasn't authentic?
Why would he even let you have it if it was? Did you never stop to consider that he may want me to have it? Misinformation, manipulation, it's what he does, Ilsa. It's what he's trained to do. Lane lies to you, you sell these lies to Hunt. Together, you're both compromised. That's his ultimate objective. This may be authentic, but there's only one person I trust to verify that information. You.
My orders were to deliver you information regarding the
Your
syndicate.
Your orders were to infiltrate the syndicate that we may learn more about them firsthand. This isn't proof, it's a test like everything else. The only way to pass is to go back.
I can't do that. I've betrayed Lane's trust too many times.
And in every instance, you did so on your own volition.
He was going to torture and kill an American agent.
And you should have let him, and you would still have Lane's trust. This is the trade. Hunt understands that.
I wasn't going to let him die. He's our ally.
There are no allies in statecraft, Ilsa. Only common interests. As it stands, Ethan Hunt is a man without a country. This makes killing him decidedly less complicated.
Are you ordering me to kill Hunt?
Good God, no. Nothing so crude as that, no. Lane will order you, and to regain his trust, you will do it.
You sent me to do a job. I did it. Now you bring me in.
Might I remind you, you are without a country of your own? The director of the CIA called me inquiring about you personally. Of course, to protect your cover, I had to lie. So as far as the Americans are concerned, you're a rogue assassin, a target of opportunity. Precious few people know about your true identity. It would be unfortunate if we forgot. You see, there really is no choice, Ilsa. You're going back. Glad to know you're still with us.
What's happening?
I can't open it.
What do you mean you can't open it?
I mean I can't open it ever.
That's a red box.
A what? It's a red box. The British government uses it to transport state secrets.
Doesn't sound good.
Meaning it's triple encrypted. You're not getting into that thing unless you have fingerprints, retinal scan, and a voice phrase spoken by a specific individual.
The Prime Minister of Great Britain himself.
Yes, him.
So what you're saying is, there is no ledger, which means we have no proof that the syndicate even exists, that we're back to square one. Only now, we are all wanted by the CIA. I'm so proud of us.
What I don't understand is, why is there a red box sat in a private data vault in Morocco?
And why would Lane want it if he can't open it?
If Lane wants it, you can bet that he has a plan to open it. And we just helped him steal it.
He's going to take the Prime Minister.
Yes, he is. The question is how.
Well, we have to warn the British government.
Yeah, MI6. No, Frank, put down the phone. Let's think about this. We have a responsibility to warn the British government and not gamble with the Prime Minister's life, Ethan. Just so you can beat the guy that has beaten you at every turn. Is that what you think this is? Brent? Is that what you think this is?
I think right now, you're incapable of seeing that there's another way.
And sometimes Ethan is the only one capable of seeing the only way.
And if he is wrong, then we have Vienna all over again! No, you don't know him. If he wants something to happen, there is no preventing it.
That's why we have to warn the British.
Maybe that's exactly what he wants us to do.
Are you listening to yourself? We're going to warn the British.
No. We're going to find Lane. We're going to get him before he takes the Prime Minister.
Okay. All right, Ethan. We're going to find Lane. But please tell me, how are we going to do this?
Thank you.
all is forgiven.
That isn't a ledger, is it?
You didn't take a look for yourself?
Of course I did. But the file was encrypted.
And why would I lie to you?
So that I would lie to Hunt.
But he wouldn't have stolen it if he knew what it was. And you wouldn't have helped him.
What is actually on that disc?
Well, I'll be honest with you when you start being honest with me. So you and I, we both know why you've come back, don't we? Huh? You're still alive because I believe in your potential, but I'm growing impatient. Why do you continue to resist?
Well, if we're being honest, you're a terrorist.
If that were true, then my goal would be to spread fear that my method is far more surgical.
You kill innocent people.
I help my government kill many innocent people and more, so much more. Killing to keep things as they were. And now I'm killing to bring about change.
I think Ethan Hunt would disagree.
Ethan Hunt is a gambler. And one day his luck will run out, and thousands of innocent people will pay the price. Which one of us will be the villain then?
Nothing here. It's empty.
I'm interested to see who you blame for what happens next.
That's her.
That's her. I have to say, you sure can ride.
Ethan.
You've just turned your job. That's all we're ever going to say about it.
After you said you would understand.
Atlee, you're handling British intelligence. They didn't bring you in. Even after you gave them the disc.
You knew perfectly well it was blank.
Oh, that's a lie. The disc you took from me was an exact copy, I'm sure of it. Was it in your possession the entire time?
They don't care if you live or die. But you knew I was going to take you to him.
I hoped you would. I hoped it'd be enough to get you out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That means Lane doesn't have the disc. Only we do.
I have a question. If the disc was blank, why is she still alive?
Unless, of course, Lane wanted us to find her.
So who are you working for now?
Lane, Atlee, your government, my government, they're all the same. We only think we're fighting for the right side because that's what we choose to believe.
So where's that leave us?
The way I see it, you have three choices. One, you hand me and the disc over to the CIA. I'm proof the syndicate exists. Lane becomes their problem and your work is done.
My thoughts exactly.
Works for me.
But you know they're not going to believe you. And you'll all be tried for treason. Lane goes free.
I'm afraid she has a point.
Two, you let me walk away to an uncertain fate. You use the disc as bait to trap Lane. but some part of you suspects you've met your match. And being a gambler, you'll probably end up handing Lane that disc whether you want to or not.
That is entirely possible. And option three?
Come away with me. Right now.
Oh, boy.
And what about Lane?
Forget about Lane. There will always be another Lane. There will always be people like us to face him. We've done our part, and we've been cast aside. We can be anyone. We can do anything. It's only a matter of going.
Wayne sent you to deliver a message, didn't he?
I've saved your life twice. I won't be able to do it again.
What's the message? Benji. Parking garage.
Luther, stay with her!
Delivered a message.
She set us up! She knew this would happen!
Only Lane knows what's going to happen.
I have a job for you, Nathan. And for the sake of your friend, you will do it.
I'm listening.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to bring me the unlocked disc by midnight tonight. Now say the words, please.
I accept.
Yes. I knew you would.
He wants a disc unlocked by midnight tonight.
Ethan, there's only one person on Earth who can unlock that disc.
We have to take the Prime Minister. Let's just think about that for a minute. It's the only way to get Benji back.
Ethan, that's exactly what Lane wants you to do.
Which is why it has to happen. This is how we beat Lane. This is how we make everything right. Can you see? Can't you see it?
William Brandt, sir. He says it's urgent.
I had a feeling you'd come to your senses, Brandt.
Look, I'm only calling you because I have no other choice. I'm trying to prevent a catastrophe.
I can understand that. Where are you?
London.
You brought us to London now. Where in London?
I'll tell you when you land, not before.
I'm not interested in playing games, Brandt.
And I'm not interested in seeing my friends get killed either. So if I'm going to betray them, we're going to do this on my terms, and my terms only. Do you understand?
Keep your phone on. Instructions will follow.
Should have been gone by then.
Yeah.
You okay?
We're supposed to take down the Prime Minister of Great Britain tonight. So...
Brent, I can't see another way.
Neither can I. But we do what we have to do for our friends, right?
Get him ready, please.
Call me, Brad. Where is Hunt?
He's on his way. We don't have much time.
What does he intend to do?
What matters is that he's alive, and I need your reassurance that he's going to stay that way.
Have you informed the British government that Hunt has targeted the Prime Minister?
I will help you capture him alive. That is the deal.
You picked up some terrible habits from your friend, Brandt, the worst of them being that you still believe you can control any outcome. Stay with him. Chief Adley. Chief Adley.
Director Hunley, how delightful to see you here. Last time we spoke, you were hunting rogue agents in Morocco.
Chief Adley, I have reason to believe that the Prime Minister's life is in danger.
I'm listening.
Any advance on 22,000? Anyone? Going once? Going twice? Sold to our generous charity.
Sir. Chief Atlee for MI6 and C, Mrs. Exerton.
What's this all about?
It's a matter of national security, sir. Under no circumstances is anyone to enter.
Yes, sir.
Help me to understand. Who is this man? Why is he after me?
I'm afraid, Prime Minister, Director Hunley and I share responsibility for this.
Ethan Hunt was part of a disgraced intelligence agency which has since been dissolved.
And he's gone rogue, unfortunately intent on dismantling an imaginary terror network.
But new intelligence suggests that he's been manipulated by one of your own former agents.
Ilse Faust, Prime Minister. She disappeared 2 years ago.
And if you don't mind my asking, what do I have to do with this phantom network?
Sir, this is William Brandt, a former colleague of Hunt's. He came forward with first-hand knowledge of the plot against you.
Sir, Hunt is in possession of a virtual red box that can only be opened by you. He believes it is the key to bring down the syndicate.
The syndicate, you say?
Yes, sir. That's what he calls it.
Atlee, he couldn't possibly be talking about that syndicate. Because you assured me that that syndicate was merely an exercise.
And it was, Prime Minister. I can assure you.
And yet here we have the Central Intelligence Agency indicating otherwise.
I don't understand.
Prime Minister, your life is in danger. I think our first priority is to move you to a secure location.
Does the name Solomon Lane
ring a bell? Yes. Unfortunately, it does.
So there actually is a syndicate.
It was the hypothetical brainchild of Chief Attlee. Recruit former agents from other nations, supply them with a new identity, and use them to surgically remove our enemies both at home and abroad. Its operating budget was to be hidden offshore in a virtual red box, which I alone would control. It would have made me judge, jury, and executioner with zero accountability. I rejected the proposal unequivocally. Furthermore, I was given every assurance it never passed the planning stage.
Prime Minister, there is no syndicate. These men have been duped by Agent Faust.
Attlee, save it for the public inquiry.
Sir, I urge you not to leave this room.
Excuse me.
Please.
Hunt is uniquely trained and highly motivated. A specialist without equal, immune to any countermeasures. There is no secret he cannot extract, no security he cannot breach, no person he cannot become. He has most likely anticipated this very conversation and is waiting to strike in whatever direction we move. Sir, Hunt is the living manifestation of destiny, and he has made you his mission.
Prime Minister.
Sir, please step away from the Prime Minister.
Just relax, sir. Everything's going to be all right.
Attlee shot me.
Yes, he did, sir.
Hunt, I hope you realize you've set back U.S.-UK relations to the American Revolution.
Desperate times. Desperate measures, sir.
I'm here.
Stand by to receive.
Ready.
The Prime Minister's office asked me to meet him here.
This way, sir.
Scanning.
Retinal scan confirmed.
It's a good thing, sir. You've got a very warm hand.
Biometric confirmed. The prompt is Kipling.
The prompt is Kipling.
So I'm gonna need a passphrase.
The prompt. Is it Kipling?
Yes, of course. If you can keep your head, then all about you losing theirs. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you.
You got it?
I got it. Oh, man, do I get it.
I'm here to see the Prime Minister.
We were told not to let anybody in.
By whom?
By you, sir.
Hunley, what is this? Security!
Chief Attlee, kind of you to accept our invitation.
Do you know who I am?
We know you created the syndicate. But Lane went rogue and turned it against you, didn't he?
And you've been desperately trying to cover it up. That's why you erased the disc which you brought it to you.
That's true.
Now, Director Hunley has some questions for you regarding Ilse Faust. Namely, how you framed her.
That's also true.
It's the antidote. When the Prime Minister found out about the syndicate, Attlee attacked him.
Yes, that's true.
And then you saved the Prime Minister, sir.
Did he? I'm very grateful.
Sir.
You're cutting it very close, Ethan.
I have what you want. Where do I go?
If I'm not there in 15 minutes, he'll kill Benji.
The mission is to bring down the syndicate. If Lane gets his hands on that money, we're unleashing a terrorist superpower.
He'll never take me alive. I'll make sure of it.
What happens, Ethan, if you can't make it back?
I'll make it back. Just be ready.
Greetings, Prime Minister. If you are viewing this message, it means that you have chosen to activate the Syndicate. This disc gives you access to £2.4 billion sterling in untraceable currency that will allow the Syndicate to operate undetected for decades. Instructions to access these funds are as follows.
This is the end, Mr. Hunt. £2 of Semtex.
530 caliber ball bearing. Your friend is sitting on a highly sensitive
pressure trigger, so no sudden moves.
When Lane has what he wants, I kill you and Benji. If not, everyone dies.
No time to think, Ethan.
Have a seat, please.
Human nature, my weapon of choice.
From the moment I killed the young lady in the record shop, I knew you would
stop at nothing to catch me. I also knew Ilsa wouldn't have a choice. Whether she broke you that night you met or let you go, whether you let her run in Morocco, whether she went to Atlee or not.
You were certain we'd end up where we are, right now. And again, so was I.
I know you, Lane. Somewhere along the line, you had a crisis of faith.
Human life didn't matter anymore, or maybe it never really did. Either way, you killed too many innocent people without ever asking who was giving the orders or why.
You blame this system for what you are, instead of yourself.
You wanted revenge. But Rome wasn't destroyed today. You need help. You need money. A lot of it. And you'll stop at nothing to get it. That's how I know I'm going to put you in a box.
Where's the disc?
Where is the disc?
You like to play games. I have a game for you. I'll give you $50 million to let Benji go.
Where's the disc?
Where is the disc?
You're looking at it. I am the disc. I memorized it. All $2.4 billion in numbered accounts. If that vest goes off, you get nothing.
Without this money, you're nothing. Without me,
You're nothing. Right now, you're seeing his bluff. I'd never let my friends die. I couldn't possibly memorize the entire disc. There's only one way to be sure. Let Benji go. Step closer. Shoot me.
Stop!
You remember I told you one day you were going to take things too far? This is me speaking, by the way. It's not him.
The only way this ends is you and me, Lane. Face to face. Only this time I won't be locked in a glass box. You want your money? The bone doctor's going to... me. Now let Benji go.
Ethan.
Unless you're waiting.
What do I do?
Kill the woman. I need Hunt alive.
They're coming.
We're not ready.
Then get ready.
Thank you.
Face to face, just as you wished, Ethan.
Gentlemen, this is Solomon Lane. Mr. Lane, meet the IMF.
I don't know. I've done my part.
Ethan, we gotta go.
You better hurry now.
Good luck.
know how to find me.
Director Hunley. Director Hunley.
Mr. Chairman.
6 months ago, you stood before this panel and demanded that the IMF be dissolved.
That is correct, sir.
How do you explain your testimony today?
It's quite simple, really. We had reason to believe that the syndicate had infiltrated our government at the highest level. In order for our man to infiltrate that organization, his cover had to be absolute. The whole operation was known only to myself and a handful of IMF agents.
So the shuttering of the IMF was all part of an elaborate scheme to expose the so-called syndicate.
That is correct, sir.
Which is why you're here today, asking for the IMF to be reinstated.
That is correct, sir.
I'm not sure the committee approves of your methods, Director Hunley.
Desperate times, desperate measures, Mr. Chairman.
And you, Mr. Brandt, how can you justify this deception?
I can neither confirm nor deny details of any operation without the Secretary's approval.
Welcome to the IMF, Mr. Secretary.